أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the injustices carried out by the oppressors against the Muslims and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all their injustices and whatever sufferings they have inflicted upon the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the reason why Allah gives them respite. Allah gives them respite up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah spoke of how they will come out of their graves and the manner in which they will face the horrific scenes on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of their plans and their schemes and their plots. Allah says it is so precise, the planning and the plotting and the scheming against the Muslims. The Muslims are the target of their continuous planning and plotting. Right up to the day of Qiyamah, this will be the case. Allah says their planning and their plotting against the believers are so lethal and it is so dangerous that it even has the power and the ability through it to move mountains. As it says, it's a figurative expression, but that's how lethal and how powerful their planning and plotting are. But Allah says all of it is before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in today's ayat, ayah number 47 of Surah Ibrahim says, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهِ. Do not ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go against the promise that He has made to the messengers. Every messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him victory. Allah has promised every Nabi support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised every messenger of his triumph against his people. So Allah says, don't ever think that Allah will go against this promise of his. And we find every Nabi, they suffered at the hands of their people, suffered, until eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about victory and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had supported them through his divine intervention. Allah says, Inna Allah Aziz, indeed Allah is mighty, Zuntiqam, Allah is the possessor of retribution. Allah is the owner of retribution. Allah then takes us back to the scenes on the day of Qiyamah. Time and again Allah speaks of Qiyamah, Allah speaks of Jahannam. Very often you find in the Quran, every now and again Allah speaks of the adab of Jahannam. Allah speaks of the punishment of Jahannam. This is a warning. It's like in this world, you appreciate it when the doctor issues a warning or if there's an epidemic and the health ministry, they issue a warning. We appreciate that warning so that we are warned of what to expect and how to take precaution to protect ourselves against those risks and those losses and those damages. Similarly with Jahannam, Allah speaks of it over and over and over again. We should appreciate this so that the reality of Jahannam and Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reality comes to our lives. And the risks of the Akhirah and the losses and all of that is known to us. Before a person goes into any form of transaction or before venturing into any business dealing, he would like to know the risks before the benefits and what the profits are. That is priority. Fine, I want to know what are the risks, what are the losses that I may suffer. The same when it comes to deen. And when it comes to Akhirah, we should be very concerned about the risks of Akhirah and the possible losses that we could suffer in Akhirah. And that's why Allah keeps on reminding us of that so that we may appreciate it and guard ourselves against it. Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, the earth that we are currently living on, the land and this earth and the heavens, will be changed into a different earth and different heaven. Now, there are two interpretations here. The one interpretation, and both interpretations are supported by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one interpretation, what does it mean that the earth will be changed? The first is that it will be completely flattened. So this very same earth which we are living on, it will be flattened and leveled so that there is no obstruction in our view. There will be absolutely no trees, no buildings, no mountains, no oceans, nothing. It will just be a flat, leveled surface on which Qiyamah will take place and the reckoning will take place. And the Samawat, the heavens will change, the skies will look completely different, not having its usual characteristics and so forth. Allah will completely change it, but it will be the same one, just a changed version. The other interpretation is it will be replaced. So this earth on which we live will be replaced by completely different, brand new land and earth, and the same with the skies that we view. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, where the mahshar where we will be resurrected, or the plane of reckoning, will be a brand new piece of land, sparkling white, because no sin was committed on it. So that hadith supports the view that it will be a completely different earth and different skies and cosmic creations that will come into existence for the day of reckoning and the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ, and they will all appear before Allah. Barazu, every single one of them will appear before Allah, Al-Wahid, the One, Al-Qahar, the Dominant and the Powerful. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ, Allah says, you will see the criminals and the guilty ones, يَوْمَ إِذِينَ, on that day. You will see them, مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ, chained together. They will all be shackled together in chains. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانِ, Allah says they will be wearing garments, and their garments will be made of qatiran. Qatiran can be translated as roasted oil. It is a very highly inflammable oil that is extracted from the pine tree. Allah says their garments will be made of this highly inflammable oil, and they will be wearing these garments. وَتَخْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ, and their faces will be covered up with fire. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ, Allah says this is to repay every person what that person had earned in this world. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very swift in reckoning. Allah says in the concluding ayah of Surah Ibrahim, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ, this is a message for mankind. This is not just some storytelling. This is not a fantasy. Today Jannah has become a fantasy. Jahannam has become a fantasy. To Sahaba it was a reality. We no longer ask for it. We no longer seek protection against Jahannam. It's as if it becomes a fantasy. We no longer live for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ, this is a message for all of mankind. وَلِيُنْدَرُوا بِهِ, so that they are warned through it. Through this kalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they should be warned of what awaits the criminals and the disbelievers in Akhirah. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا, and so that they may know, أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ, that He is one ilah. There is no other ilah but Allah. Ilah, what does ilah mean? Ilah, we translate it as a deity, or a god, or a lord. Ilah actually means the first one you turn to, the first direction you turn towards when you are faced with a situation. That is your ilah. So when you are faced with a medical problem, if your mind, the first place your mind goes to is the doctor is your ilah. If you are faced with a financial problem, and the first person who comes to your mind is your bank manager, then he's your ilah. When you're faced in a situation, the first place of recourse, or the first direction you turn to, that is your ilah. So in every situation, Allah should be our ilah. That should be the first direction that we take, the first being we turn to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and through this Quran, the purpose is so that they should know, أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ, that He is the only ilah, the one. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this message has been delivered to all of mankind so that the people of understanding may take heed and may take lessons from the advices that are contained in this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.